reflect those of the Evening Rush Network. Viewer's discretion is advised.
To the Chris and Nina Real Estate Podcast. I am Chris.
I am Nina. Hello, hello.
Yes, good evening. Nina is back. How are you doing, Nina?
I'm good. It's nice to be back. I'm super excited. It's been so long since I've been here, I feel like. Although it's been, 2 weeks?
Yeah, it feels like 3 weeks. Yeah. You were missed. So many people were hitting me up like, what happened? Where were you? What happened?
Well, where was I and where I've been since I'm back is a whole other ball game. We've been on 5,000 miles per hour. We've been working so hard. We didn't get that much sleep. You can see my eyes are so black.
I need makeup. Yeah.
Yeah, so we've been doing so much. So much is going on, thankfully. A lot of newcomers, a lot of new things on the market, between properties and product and people, buyers, sellers, a lot to do. And we're always trying to keep up and make sure that we don't take up too much. We do this in order and hire more people. And of course, we try our best.
Right.
And Chris been out here doing so much as well. We've been talking 500 times a day. How about yourself? How you been?
I'm great. I took my wife out to see Jerry Seinfeld. And
seriously?
Yes.
That's so cool.
He's 68 years old.
I did not know that.
Yeah, but he was awesome.
Wow.
Yeah, we had a great, great, great time. I was a little nervous because I didn't think he was going to be funny, but he was hilarious. Don't ask me why. I've never seen him live.
Wow. Where was it?
Yeah, it was in the Beacon Theater.
Okay. All right. That's so exciting.
We had great seats, and it was a great show. But we were in the city. Where were you?
I was in Punta Cana.
She was out of the country, sipping drinks out of a coconut.
So I actually went there with the entire family. We don't take so much time off from work. We work so much. We work so much on all the time. Because you also have to find a time where they're off from school. I mean, dude, high school is not a joke.
Yeah.
You have to be
on top
of your game.
I forgot, you're older and younger. Yeah,
so we have different ages. So you have to ensure that when you take off, it really suits everyone and that you don't miss too much and that the teachers are not upset at you. So it's really something that I said, you know what? How many times do I take off already? So the little that I do, let me just go whenever I got to go and that's it. So we chose to go during the time that luckily a lot of attorneys and title companies and even buyers and sellers are away. So it was easier to go that time because it wasn't so busy on the phone calls. Yes, they got mad at me and, you know, the group that we were with, why are you working so much? It's not that I work because I'm bored. Listen, we are running a show. It's a lot to take in.
Listen, selling properties is a very important and delicate sale. It's a lot of moving pieces and parts that we have to manage. So you're really never off. Mm-hmm. But thank God you were able to take some time off. I thought you were out there buying a hotel or something. That's what I thought.
I would have loved to do that. Maybe not instead of, but in addition to. I want to buy a hotel one day for sure. Yeah. I actually offered the hotel over by Williamsburg to be a part of the program, like part of the progress and how they're going to do it. It's very exciting. Imagine like to buy a 150 room hotel with like clubs and restaurants and so much going on. Very exciting. I would love to do that. But I'm thankful for what we have.
Right.
I wouldn't exchange it for the world. So many new things are happening, and between the mansions and the little co-ops and condos, everything is valuable and everything has a buyer. So it's fun. You find yourself, that's the beauty of the business, where you could do whatever you want when it comes to real estate, anywhere between the legality of real estate to the showing of houses. Even art, you know, nowadays you have people who specialize in real estate art.
Yeah.
So many new things, the ideas, just the people, just an infinity way of thinking when it comes to these things. So it's very impressive. Super proud of those who come up with these new ideas.
Where are we today?
Yes, so that's one of them. We're actually here over by Kew Gardens. Okay, Kew Gardens. We are in a beautiful mansion. I can consider it as a mansion.
This is more like Jamaica Estates.
Wait, what did I say?
Kew Gardens.
You're right.
We're in Jamaica Estates. We have an open house starting after the podcast.
Yes.
But we're in a beautiful home.
Yes, we are. 6-bedroom house, 4 bathrooms, lower level of like a mother-daughter apartment. It's a legal 1-family. You have a bunch of exits and entrances where you could either choose to have an exit from the kitchen, an entry to the living room, an exit from the front door, a bottom exit to the front or backyard or the apartment on the lower level. It is here over by Tryon Place. This house has been renovated from top to bottom.
And we are currently in the renovated kitchen.
Yes.
You see the backsplash behind us.
Yeah, so this is like a glass Subway backsplash. It's very in. A lot of people do the white ones, the black ones. The glass ones you see less because you have to really match a kitchen and be careful that the colors don't exactly match. So this is actually a very good taste that they've done. We have the quartz countertops.
And the islands, there's an island as well. Yeah, it was hard to see, show everything on.
Let me see if I can show you a little bit of the cabinets.
So these are the cabinets with the sink.
So they are called shaker cabinets. They have a little wood trims, very nice finishes, two sinks.
Viking appliances.
Yeah, full set of appliances.
Is that like a, they have a fireplace?
You really want them to show? Let me do a 360.
No.
Why
no.
not?
Because I don't know. All right.
So the house has been staged. So it doesn't look like people live here. It looks like it has new furniture throughout so that you can stage the house. This is how we call it. We stage the house. You could envision how you want your house to be put together. So just easier for some homeowner, for some home purchasers who don't really see themselves moving in to a house that's empty. So we stage them. We bring furniture and we stage the house with you know, we have couches also over there. Like it really looks good and it's easy to envision and to have you see how you would live here. Have you seen this house before or this is your first time?
This is my first time in this location.
Okay, got it. So yeah, they really put top of the line everything from floors to tiles. You have 2 fireplaces, a bunch of different wallpapers and designs. You have split units throughout where you could control the heating and cooling in each and every room. And then, of course, parking and the lot size is just enormous.
And then the ceiling lights is just...
Yeah. This is actually very in. I see it everywhere. I don't know if they could see, but the drop lights. Overall, when someone is renovating a house for the purpose of selling it, flipping it, hold on. The lights. Okay. So someone who is renovating it, I believe in doing everything. So some people ask me, oh, should I update my bathroom? And then maybe then I could sell. My answer is always absolutely not. You either do it all or you don't.
Right.
Because regardless if the house is halfway done, they'll do the work, and while they're at it, they'll do everything else.
Now, see, some of the houses we have shown, like there's a house in Long Island, we have the video, right? What's the address is that?
Which house?
The house on the water. The steps.
Curtis or
Hall? Yeah, Curtis, 190 Curtis. The steps are not done, and some the kitchen.
Oh, you mean the inside?
Some of the final touches aren't there because sometimes when a person purchases a home, they want to choose the style they like.
Yeah.
So you finish the floor, you finish the most important parts.
Yeah.
But you leave something so that the buyer can choose how they want the house to be finished.
Right. Yeah. So I actually spoke to the contractor today about the kitchen.
Right.
So he was going to put a deposit on the kitchen. Then I said, you know what? Yeah, that's a house that's going to be sold for this much money. It's one of the most expensive houses in the neighborhood. I said, hold off on that. And now that I'm starting to show it, let me give the option of that buyer to come and you know, see what they like. So he did a neutral color floors, which I loved. It's like this one. It's very light gray color. Where you can match literally
anything,
any type of color kitchen between black, white, brown, burgundy, whatever it is, even blue and green nowadays they love to do. Totally in. I love it. So I told them, leave it to the end. So if you are purchasing a flip and you want to sell it eventually, yes, you want to choose neutral colors. But if you have the option, or if you're using a realtor good enough to sell it when it's not done, to bring a buyer who is able to really, again, vision the way, the look, the finishes that they want, they'll be able to finish it together and eventually come to the look of the end, that you know, the finished product. But if you don't, if you're selling a house that's used and you're the homeowner or whatnot, you're better off to sell it the way it is because whoever comes will do it to their liking.
So when buyers come to these type of houses, what kind of questions do you receive?
To what? To this type of house?
Yes.
Or the unfinished ones?
Unfinished. What's the difference?
So the unfinished homes, people come in. Those who have no idea and are really first comers, first time purchasers, right?
Mm-hmm.
When they come to a house that's not finished, they're confused. They're confused. They're turned off. They are not interested.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to be able to sell the product. So what do you do? So if you have a vanilla box where you say, okay, I have one big open space with no floors or whatever it is, it's not finished.
Right.
So you try to make them understand where the plumbing is, right? So you show them where the plumbing is. The plumbing is normally where the bathroom or kitchen is.
Right.
So you tell them, okay, this is about the size that your kitchen would be, overlooking whatever it is. And then while you're at it, you talk about how they'll have, you literally put it in front of their face. You say, this would be your chandelier right above your dining table while you're overlooking with the kitchen, and the island drop light ceilings are right here. Well, you can move over to the other side of the room and enjoy your living room, which is separate from the dining, depending on your nationality and religion. Some people don't like when those kitchens are open.
Right.
They don't like when the wives are cooking or husbands, whatever, are in the kitchen doing what they need to do and they're being looked at. It sounds very old school, but you know what? It's very much out there.
Yes.
So people don't like it. And it's really likely to have nowadays a fully finished home to have that open space concept.
Yes.
People don't like it all the time.
It's very popular though.
Yeah. So yes, everything is really different and mixed everywhere where you're not going to say, oh, this area is more of a religious area. Maybe I shouldn't do. You honestly never know. So it's really up to the house layout. You know, you always want to ensure that if you take down a wall, then you can have the option of putting it back up, non-bearing wall or whatnot.
Now, if you have that kind of buyer, would you show them a completed home first, maybe similar if we have it on the market, and then show them one that's not completed? Would that work?
Always good to compare. Mm-hmm. It's always good to compare homes when it comes to purchasers because for their own good, they want to know that what they're buying is worth it. price-wise, size-wise, location-wise. So it's good to always show them multiple different houses. Whether you show them a finished house or a house that needs work, whatever needs work, like we have a two-family, right, on Montauk. Yeah. It needs a complete gut renovations, right? But you buy a two-family for the price of one family.
Right.
So when you finish it, you're still going to be under market. So those who don't mind doing the work know about renovations and know the fact that once they finish the work, they'll still be in a good enough position because they know more or less the prices, then it's a good deal for them.
Now, someone might ask, why would you show that type of buyer a house that's not finished? Well, sometimes if you purchase a house that's not finished, you get a better price.
Correct.
So that's why we would do that. And so and if you're going to wait for a finished house, you're going to pay, it's going to be at a different value.
Right. But you take it by what it is. If you're going to buy a finished house, you know that you're saving the time of renovating it.
Right.
You're saving the headache of going through with it. As much as you know about it, and in construction, it's not an easy thing to do. I went through it myself multiple times. Even growing up as a child, my parents used to fix and sell and fix and sell. We used to change so many houses. Mm-hmm. It's not easy to do because it's a lot of legwork, and you always have to ensure that you do it right. People you're working or do are working good. So you get what you paid for. You get a good deal. You need to invest. So the work is different. But unless you pay more for a finished product, you ensure that it's a good place, then you pay and you just move in. It just depends on what type of person you are.
You know what's amazing, though, in being in real estate for like about 15 years is seeing the different changes from the floor style to the black splashes. It's never, if we was to show you what they were doing 15 years ago, it's completely different to what they're doing today. The material is not the same. Mm-mm.
The colors, you know, remember the burgundy, the browns. There wasn't any black or any, hardly ever white. You know, because the old school people believed, oh, white, oh, you have kids. No. There was a lot.
And if you go back to the 70s, they had like the whole living room was a mirror.
Yes, that's right. And the panels.
Yep. Oh,
the wood panels. I went to a listing appointment 2 nights ago, and the guy had panels all over the house. And he decided that, okay, if I'm going to paint it, I'm going to get a better price for my house.
Right.
But I said, do not paint it. You cannot paint a panel wall. You need to replace it. Nonetheless, most likely behind that panel wall, you have plaster wall, not even sheetrock. So regardless, that's got to go.
Yeah.
So no, panel wall, it's just old school. It's not that it's not nice. It's just that nowadays there's so much more awareness for the fact that there is lead paint base and the risk of having small children next to it.
You know what was even worse than panel? What's that paper they used to put over the wall? The
plaster and what?
No. It was like
wallpaper.
Yeah, wallpaper.
You still have wallpaper, but they're obviously upgraded.
I had a house that had like five. It had five layers. I was ready just to tear the wall down
and put
a new wall back up.
There are nice wallpapers still. We're selling one of the mansions in Brooklyn. They have a few different wallpapers. The sellers, you know, they don't like it themselves, but they said just get rid of it.
But it's in the bedrooms, right? I think it's in the bedrooms, right? Yeah. I'm talking about this is in the living room.
Oh, no.
It's like, oh.
No. And then windows, glass, a lot of glass nowadays goes instead of walls and you know, painting and all that. You have a lot of glass doors, glass windows, big glass, everything. It may be a little colder, like it's not penetrating the heat or the cooling in these seasons, but you are definitely seeing a different type of look. So you have the double hung windows, you have the noise, soundproof windows, but it's definitely worth it to have all glasses, for me at least, as well, especially when you're facing east or south. Sorry. It's a big plus, in my opinion. I love it. If you have the option, go for it. No matter where you live, glass is always nice. Yes, you also have to put the drapes and, you know, but it looks well.
You know what I like too? Like some houses have like windows that like they tint where you can see outside, but no one can see inside. You ever seen that?
It's
really nice.
That's really nice. You also have the mirror look from the outside and you can see from inside to outside.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, it looks like a mirror.
Yeah, but they can't see you. You can see.
You also have the ones that you press a button and it changes.
Right. And then you can see. Yes.
Right. Yes. Cool. I wanted to do it.
You're speaking the same language.
Yeah,
that would be nice in the office.
Yeah, for sure.
Sometimes. And then also you see people do the craziest things because then when they look, it's a mirror. But you can see them. They can't see you.
Right.
And so people look and do the most craziest things, not realizing that they're being watched.
It's actually true. We have a bus stop in front of the office, and people standing over there, bored.
So they come looking in the office all day.
Dancing, and kids are whatever, I don't want to say.
Let's just say it's a lot of action by the office.
Yes,
period.
A lot of action. Yesterday was, I'm not going to say a war zone because I don't see it as a good thing, but it was really busy yesterday. Mm. Thank God we have so much going on, but the office is not that big.
Happens when you take a week off. So now you come back, you got to make up for that whole week of business where people could not reach you.
Okay, I was reachable.
We need a Nina clone.
No, but I was reachable. I was working. Everything was normal. I was only an hour ahead.
You were out of the country.
No, but I needed it.
Look
at my tan.
Yes,
I'm tan.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes. Oh my
I'm
God.
So
wow.
Dark.
Wow.
Yeah, look at my watch.
So you did shut down stuff and
look.
Wow.
Thank you.
Oh my God.
I know. I worked under the sun. Okay. So back to business.
That's
we
part of the business.
Have so many new agents. I'm so excited to introduce you to them. We're actually going to take a photo shoot session again.
Okay.
Last we did it was in August, and it's way too long.
You did it one after. I thought it was March. Or like it was April. It was like spring.
We did one in May. We did one in August.
Oh,
and now
you had a few. Wow.
And we had our holiday party that I never got to post, by the way.
I thought it was the best kept secret that way.
It was so nice, and I didn't even post it. We will. We have some nice photos. We didn't get a professional photographer because it was super last minute, and half of the team was sick with the stupid COVID. But we have so much to show, and we have so much to share, you guys. We have so many new listings. I'm so excited.
Man.
And hello, we are now part of the LIBOR.
We're part of the Long Island MLS, state MLS.
We're out there now even more as if we were not. It's not that we are looking for, you know, more things to do. It's, you know, it's good to have it all.
Yes.
To ensure that we do the best with everybody's listings.
So we can market even more.
You're not going to believe it. You know what happened now the weekend before I left, literally Friday. We listed a house on Friday, like an hour before sunset. Mm. I'm not even joking. So I'm going to share it on social media. Sunday, we already had a full offer.
Wow.
And a contract was sent. Thankfully, the lawyer was so cool. Sent the contract. We fly houses, okay? And that's my line on social media. It's so true.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm so excited. I am so thankful because we are such hard workers.
Yes,
and I know I'm a psycho, but whoever is with me becomes like me. And now we're like the same. So we're all workaholics. So come and join us and be like us.
Yes, come to Five Borough Realty. Listen, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. And we're going to talk about storage.
Yes, we will.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, what's up, you guys? It's your girl, Chrissy, here to let you know that the Ethan Rush Network now has an app. Yes, an app, you guys. So you can stay connected on the go and watch all your favorite podcast shows. You can download the app at Google Play Store or Apple iTunes. So spread the word. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Also, if you're looking to start a podcast and really don't know how, well, hit us up at theethanrushnetwork@gmail.com and inquire about time slots, pricings, and everything you may need to get started. We got you. Join the winning team, the Ethan Rush Network. And also, download that app. What are you waiting for? Get to it.
Hey, welcome back to the Chris and Nina Real Estate Podcast. I'm Chris. This is Nina. What you just viewed was 190 Curtis Avenue.
No.
Okay.
$8 million.
Yes. How much is it?
$8 million.
$8 million mansion, yes. On the water. How many boats can you park in the back?
A 65-footer and 4 jet skis. Or a 90-something.
And there's a pool, a jacuzzi, a bathhouse.
We have an outdoor cabana with full bathroom, full kitchen, full set of appliances. Super cool.
How many bedrooms?
6. And tentative 7. It depends. So you could have
and
6
they are
or 7.
Huge.
Yeah, and
huge.
Then you have theater room.
It's 8,000 square feet, right?
It's 8. It's 92. Mm-hmm. The other one is 8,400.
Oh wow, yeah,
9,200 square feet, sitting on a 0.61 acre, and it's a new construction.
And it's in a cul-de-sac, right?
Yes. Thank you. House is fire. Yes, it is fire.
Yes.
1,300 square foot in-ground pool, fully mosaic.
And there's a jacuzzi too.
Yeah, we waited for these mosaics almost a year. They were brought from Morocco.
Wow.
Yes, very, very nice. Cabana is, 2,400 square feet just for the cabana. And so much to see. We're going to throw a party. We're just waiting for the owner to put together the railing.
Yes.
And then once they're going to put the railing.
Because we don't want no one falling down the stairs.
Yeah, super hazardous like that. So we're going to schedule it within the next few weeks, so within 2 weeks, I'll have a date for the first open house. Relatively low taxes to the neighborhood. People have 80,000, 90,000 dollars. $50,000, and then $3,000.
Yeah.
And they are really because they may be low.
Okay, there. Okay, there we go. We are back. So listen, I noticed I've been doing a lot of appraisal work. I've noticed that a lot of people who rent also spend money renting the storage unit. It's very popular that people they live in an apartment and then they pay to have storage, and I'm like, man, why don't you get rid of that storage and buy a house, right? You can store it behind your house.
Yes, for sure. Some people do it in their backyards, actually.
Yes, I have a storage unit in my backyard.
You?
Yes.
That's actually an extra. When you have a house and you have a tent that you are just renting just one place, you could get extras for laundry, storage, parking, backyard space. For all that, you can charge an extra $250. That is in addition to, not included in your rental payment. And a lot of people know that. You don't have to give them laundry because then they use your water.
Right.
You don't have to give them backyard because you could use it to the other unit for yourself.
Some people use their garages as their storage unit, never park their car. And then sometimes they convert their garage to like a family room and then put a storage unit in their backyard and then put this stuff there. So when you own a home, there's just so much flexibility to store and not have to pay to store anything in a storage unit or whatnot, right?
Yeah, for sure. I sold a 4-family house in Farakaway, where she had a just so big, enormous backyard. And I told her, dude, like, what are you going to do with all this space? She said, maybe I'm going to use some of it. I'm going to give some to the tenants. I said, no problem. Divide it in between the tenants. Give it away. But then the other side of it, I told her to purchase, not to rent, to purchase storage units and then rent them out. Because if you rent them out, then you rent it, you make less. But if it's your property, you can purchase it and rent it out, making so much money. And other people, they do mobile homes. They do mobile homes.
You were watching me on the last show?
Oh, no.
Yeah, I was talking about.
I wanted to. I couldn't.
Yeah. Listen, I was talking about buying land in Jacksonville, Florida, and creating a mobile home, like a luxury mobile home condo.
I actually have deals in Jacksonville.
Oh,
yeah, I have deals.
After the show.
I have deals from banks. Yeah, I have, you know, because I come from banks. That's what I used to do and still do. I have a lot of connections to banks where we have a lot of bank-owned properties.
That's how I met you.
That is correct. Okay, this is how we met.
Through short sales.
That's right.
We used to call her the queen of short sale.
I don't know if I like that term. People still call me that. I don't know. Just Nina. Yeah, that's fine.
I don't know. Now you're just the queen of real estate. How about that?
Finance. I don't like that.
But
Okay, renting. You are not supposed to rent a place.
You're not supposed to rent starch.
You're not supposed to rent anything, because renting a place, think that you're living in storage. Okay, you're paying someone else's mortgage.
Yes.
And then nonetheless, those rentals nowadays are super tiny. You pay so much for so little space.
And you're building equity in somebody else's property.
That is right. And you're not supposed to. So don't, because you don't know how many people are just wasting time.
Yeah.
Not about their wasting time and not wanting to buy, because they don't know.
Right. Right.
They don't know. Oh, with $40,000, $50,000, I can buy a house. Absolutely. Absolutely, you can buy, of course. Not only that, you can also get a very good rate. And the rates went down, by the way.
And the government, there's new programs too, right?
Tell us about it.
There's new programs for buyers, to support buyers, to get grants or fellowships where you could apply. I don't know the names. I know we spoke about it last week. I don't have the exact information. But what we're saying is there's more support today to purchase a home if you want to buy.
Yes.
Don't wake up and say, oh, I can't afford. No, you can start tomorrow and begin the change.
Yeah.
You know, buying is, it's a process.
Yeah. And you can still purchase a house with 0% down.
Yes.
Zero.
And
not 3.5, zero.
And not break the bank where you buy the home and next thing you know, you're underwater right away because you put zero down.
Yeah,
it's not that kind of zero down.
No, it's not. It's very, very easy to get those programs. If you want to buy a house for a specific amount of money and you have that, you know, the income, right? You just need to make sure that your credit is 660.
Right.
And up.
Right.
Obviously, the better it is, the better rates you get, the better deal you get. The products are, you know, they all work differently. But it's very, I'm not going to say easy, but it's very manageable to keep up a good credit. Nowadays, it goes down fast, but it goes back up fast too.
Right.
So you need to make sure that you monitor it. Obviously, be on top of your game for all that fraud that's going around.
Right.
The fraud is unreal, what I see every day. It's very, very sad. They spoof your phone. They take control over your text messages.
It's disgusting.
Yes.
But, would you say this market is starting really good this year?
Yes.
From what I'm hearing, a lot of people are collecting checks.
I think it was always good. Thank God. I think it was always good. The only bad, quote unquote, 2 months were when they found out that the rates went up tremendously.
Super high, yeah.
Yeah, but even then, you had the good product that people were still offered. It's just people didn't know about it. But all this fake news just kept people wondering and talking nonsense. And they said, what should I buy? It's so expensive. No. Like, it pissed me off so much that I...
But if you were a buyer in that time, you had your choice to buy whatever you wanted with very little competition.
I still, like, you know, I feel like I need to ground and educate and, like, do that. You know that subscriber thing on Instagram where you, like, talk all day and they pay to hear... I don't know about if I care about them paying to see or hear me. Just I don't have time for it. But I wish I was live like this all the time just to say about what's available, because people don't know and they don't even know where to get that information.
We should hire a crack crew to follow you all day. Live all day.
No, then I'll have to kill you.
Oh, man. Yeah, that would be fun.
Listen, it's not easy to be with people all the time. it's not easy at all. You need a break sometimes, you know, even with buyers and sellers and people and agents and friends. Sometimes I'm back to back, you too.
Yeah.
It can drive you off the walls not to have a second to breathe. Sometimes I don't eat anything until 5, 6 p.m. Here, now I have a thing. Hi.
You know, I wanted to ask you, how do you do it? You go from dealing with tenants to dealing with homeowners to home buyers to
Michigan,
agents to...
Can you please come and tell us what we went through today in the Cash for Keys? Would you like to tell us?
It's amazing. Dina covers
so much. Be
careful
what you say,
because
you're
lying.
One
day. Hey, come on the show. Introduce.
Okay, so we have Shaked over here. She is running a medical office in Israel.
Right.
And she came for a corporate interview. They're going to do something big. Virtually, where they could control systems, right? Am I explaining it?
Yeah.
Where they can control systems virtually, and they're putting together like a high-tech type of program where they're going to be able to work it globally, right?
Right.
And she was with us today.
So tell us what happened. What did you witness?
I mean, think about what you're saying.
So I see... I don't know how to say it, because I see not a nice man come.
I
can't see it.
It's not the guy with the
roommate. Because she said some crazy stuff. Okay, but I'll say what it happened. Listen, I know. It's not a normal thing.
Yes.
Of what
it's not
saw
normal
today. Not normal. No. And actually, very what? Dangerous, right?
Yes.
It's not the roommate. It's the guy with the
roommate. She was shaking.
I think
bees.
It was that guy that's renting a room, the one that was giving us the problems.
Remind me which house?
I don't know. The guy that left was supposed to give you the keys, and then he moved back in. Was it that guy?
No.
No.
That's another dude.
It's another guy. That guy
was
off the chain too.
So earlier today, we were at a building where we're selling, and the guy. We had like 10 squatters. We vacated them all, and one was left. And he was drinking my blood with a straw for 9 months. Okay, just like that. It was like this.
How about you just draining your bank account?
Okay, it's not even about a bank account. I wish it was money here, take, but no, he was living there comfortably, happily, loving it over there with
free.
Heat, hot water, electric, bed, beautiful internet, TV, whatever you want, you name it, that's what he had over there.
Everything.
Wow.
And when you come today to see the man and to see the house is
disgusting.
Yeah.
He trashed it?
Oh, trashed is an understatement. So today we had Cash for Keys for him after a very long time. And he was yelling and screaming.
Wow.
Horrible man. Yeah, thank you so much for sharing with us. And I hope you never have to experience this again.
Did he leave?
Yeah, we paid him $12,000.
$12,000?
I never had to pay so much. But it was a situation where I couldn't even see him anymore. It was like taking advantage on another level. And dude, I can deal with things. I have patience. I have... you know, belief, I have manners, I have whatever. I can work with anything until you take advantage of me.
Exactly.
But
and I've witnessed
me,
this firsthand. I didn't see this today, but I've seen it with the guy.
We should have had a camera there today, right?
I have a picture. You want to see?
She has a video.
I'll see the video I'll gladly watch the video.
Yeah, I don't suggest doing it here.
But also, you were safe, right? Because sometimes you do kind of...
Listen, what am I going to do? You know, safe. It wasn't so safe and not in a safely neighborhood.
Mm.
But you show confidence. They know what's up if you're afraid.
No, I get that. But sometimes people are crazy no matter what you show them.
Listen.
You know, so I just, you know, hopefully you were.
Yeah.
Nobody, no. Last time somebody hit you with something and ran or something crazy.
Oh,
yeah. So that's why I say, like, hey.
Yeah.
But listen.
He just drove me crazy. Like, he calls yelling at me that there's no hot water.
And he's paying nothing.
No hot water.
Nothing.
Is that what you just said to me on the phone? whatever. Sorry, go on.
Nothing. But you know, why do you give money for cash for keys? Like sometimes people may not understand, like, oh my God, I don't want to own a home and have to do that. But
it scares a lot of homeowners.
Right.
People say, why should I buy in New York when
the courts
this
don't
happens?
Support you? Yes.
That's just New York. But you know what? A lot of people are leaving New York because of that and because they own buildings and they don't want to buy anymore and they want to sell. I believe it's going to change. I believe that eventually someone will step up to in the city, someone from somewhere, and is going to change it. It cannot be like this forever. You know what it is? Until it hurts someone from the inside, that's when they're going to change it.
But even so, the value of properties in New York is greater than all these issues.
Yeah,
and that's
why.
And that's why, if you buy in Florida, yes, their properties are a decent price, but their value can only go so high.
And the rent can only go so much.
Right. In New York,
I'm not talking about the wow buildings. Yes,
it's different.
But okay, so no more storage rentals. You don't need to be storing nothing.
No.
You don't need to be living in a box. You don't need to be paying nobody's mortgage. You don't need to be asking nobody's permission to do anything you want on your property.
Right.
Therefore, start putting your life together and buy. Even if you own, you need to continue buying and buying again.
Right.
Because it doesn't cost you so much. The money is almost for free, let alone 0% sometimes. Sometimes you're working. Did you know the USPS?
Right.
Okay, the
mail service.
The mail service place. They offer you. My client didn't even know. They offer you a program 0% down, meaning 100% mortgage. Did you know that?
No, we did.
So just like that, in different places that you work with that are affiliated with somehow with the city, you get all these programs and they're available for you. Okay, so reach out to us if you need any help in finding a place, even just to ask what's up about a value. We have Get Value. We have big things coming soon where you're going to go on websites, put in your address, get full appraised value for free.
Yes.
We're going to put it all out there soon.
So listen, contact us. It's Chris and Nina Real Estate Podcast on Instagram. Also, Five Borough Realty. We handle all your real estate needs. If you're out there and you have tenants or you have a situation you need support, we would gladly support you. And if you're looking to step up and move to a new location, we would support you on that as well. No more renting, guys. This is the year of ownership. Let's get it going. Let's buy something.
Okay, so thank you so much for being here with us this evening. It was really fun to be back.
Yes.
Super exciting.
And we'll be on next week with some new agents.
Yeah.
And
some new agents, new places.
Yes, exactly. Have a great weekend.
And follow us.
Bye.